95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Pumping, Darnold in trouble, and Will Anderson has him down. The ball is out, and Will Anderson has it for a touchdown! Houston scores! The Terminator! A massive play by Will Anderson Jr.
Atta baby, Mark. It's football season. Listen to Mark, man. Can I get that one more time?
Pumping, Darnold in trouble, and Will Anderson has him down. The ball is out, and Will Anderson has it for a touchdown! Houston scores! The Terminator! A massive play by Will Anderson Jr.
Atta boy, man. It's back, baby, next week.
Rock and roll, meow.
Here we go, Mark. Mark letting it rip. Mark, Andre, John coming up next week. They got it right here on 95.7 The Fan. You can hear them with that call against the Buffalo Bills. That should be fun coming up. Also, you can hear Mark and John coming up after us as well every night on Texans All Access. That's Will Anderson, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Jump in here. We know it has been the opposite of an offseason for Will Anderson as it was for C.J. Stroud. Will got record-setting money that he deserved. He had a hell of a season last year, finishing behind Myles Garrett, who everyone was going to in Defensive Player of the Year voting. First team All-Pro. He had a big-time season. But with that, as we said, he is now the highest non-quarterback, highest paid non-quarterback in the league. And I think arguably the most beloved player here, right? I think if you start rolling through different things, I think, well, Nico always gets hurt. We understand how CJ has become polarizing, right? There's some other guys, but I feel like Will Anderson is the guy that everybody, you say his name, they smile, that they have.
He's on that J.J. Watt track for sure. Now, I mean, you got to get some defensive players of the year, but when it comes to importance to the team, production, when it comes to the leadership piece, when it comes to, you know, fans loving you, he's on that track, man.
I'm glad you brought that name up, because I know there are going to be some that think I'm aggressive, and some of you are going to tell me I'm wrong and you disagree with me. I will not come off of this, though.
Hold on, so.
Okay.
I think the way that I am viewing Will Anderson is changing. And that name you brought up is the range in which I am starting to judge him. Because he had the year he had last year. He got the accolades that he deserved last year. But then he got paid like this. And when he gets paid like this, you've got to perform to the level and exceed the level that you performed to last year. And I know a lot of people will listen to this and say, come on, no. You, like, when they make the decision to do what they did with Will Anderson, who deserved every bit of it, they didn't pay Will Anderson, and that's the great part about it. They didn't pay Will Anderson because they think he's reached the ceiling. They paid Will Anderson because they think this is the start, and he is going to get better. And I'm glad you brought up J.J. because I'm thinking the same thing. J.J. Watt in 2014, you guys will remember, set the market then. He became the highest paid defensive player in the sport. And you know what he did that year? He then became an All-Pro Defensive Player of the Year and was second in the MVP. Now, I'm not asking Will to be second in the MVP, but I mean, he had 20 and a half sacks and said, okay, that made sense. The next year after it, 17 and a half sacks. Defensive Player of the Year again. First team All-Pro right after he got his money. And they paid him to get better than he was. That is how I am viewing Will Anderson this year. That the version of Will we saw last year, which was amazing, 12 sacks, which was a career high for him, 85 total pressure, second in the NFL. He was fantastic. He needs to continue to even get better when you start to look at, I know Nick said he doesn't look at the percentage of what players are taking on the cap. Mm-hmm. But now we start to look, he is taking up a heavy percentage on the cap, and he has to exceed to me what he has been doing the first 3 years.
I mean, $50 million a year you got to produce, right? I mean, there's no doubt about it. But here's why, you know, I'm super comfortable and super confident putting his name in the same sentence with J.J. Watt, is because I think both of them's game, it's very hard for their game to fall off, right? Obviously, Father Time takes its toll and
or injuries,
you know, yeah, whatever it may be. But when you look at how they got, you mentioned the not outliers, but you mentioned the part that really made him defensive player of the year, 20 and a half sacks, right? When you put up those kind of numbers on the defensive side of the football, and you do what I'm fixing to talk about JJ did and Will did, that's when you move into that defensive player of the year MVP conversation. I don't know that Will's gonna get 20 sacks. And I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying I don't know. Why I'm comfortable putting Will Anderson in the same sentence with J.J. Watt is because I believe their game is going to continue to be dominant because it's multifaceted. This J.J. Watt had 20 and a half sacks, but what made J.J. Watt defensive player of the year was the fact that he was so good against the run and so disruptive, he commanded double teams and triple teams. Right.
And got 20 and a half sacks.
And bingo, that's the defense.
He don't even have the double teams to deal with because of that nut on the other side.
Right. But the thought of like, okay, what are your expectations for Will? My expectations for Will is be in the teens in sacks. I do expect it to be better. I don't need it to compete with Michael Strahan and Myles Garrett's records, right? It'd be nice, but you don't have to. But what I expect is get after the quarterback in a top 10 manner in the league, but also continue to impact the game versus the run. Continue to make highlight reels when the ball's ran away from you and you chase down a back. Or when the quarterback bails the pocket, you retrace and you go push him out of bounds for a 2 yard. Like, continue to be a guy that is one of one in the league that plays with that kind of energy, right? Continue to be the guy that's one of 10 guys in the league that impact the game every single snap, whether it's pass or run. That's why, to me, I'm comfortable going, this dude's on the same track that J.J. Watt was on. If he can go out there and throw up a 20 sack season, then you better believe it, he's going to be in defensive player of the year talks.
Oh yeah, right? He was in it last year.
But he's going to be well worth the money if he just continues to go out there and affect the game, impact the game the way that he has to date. On every single snap. I love Danielle Hunter. I love Danielle Hunter. I don't believe Danielle Hunter impacts the game every single snap the way that Will Anderson does.
Tyler, let me ask you something. Because I hear what you're saying, and I think many people around the league will say that. How many, like, in your mind right now, you think about Will Anderson, you think about how they've committed to him and what they've made. I'm like, he makes more than Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, Patrick Surtain, all of them. They've thrown him up there. If you were just off the top of your head, how many sacks do you would you in your mind say, all right, I think, because Clint, you know as I know, when people get paid like this in that position, there is a numbers position, right? There is a production level.
Well, they typically, that's what they get paid for.
Yes. In your mind, how many sacks are you expecting a Will Anderson to have?
For those checks he's cashing? Double digits for sure, probably 12-13 range.
Really?
At the bottom, minimum.
He's got to have 15 sacks for me. Like, we got to see how this thing works, but a big thing, like, Myles Garrett did not have help last year. He had 20 whatever.
Bad MF-er.
J.J. didn't have, not no Danielle Hunter help. Like this, like he has to, and I do think there is a potential of, hold on, man, I don't know if 12 gets it. I think it is again, depending on how he does it, but I think there is going to be expectations, especially from the fans, a fan base. I mean, we've seen how quickly many of you have turned on Siege. But there's an expectation. Like, at that position, when you're making that kind of money, that you have a certain... Someone just texted in, you're out of your mind. I don't know if I'm out of my mind. 15 sacks? Oh, no. Yeah, it's got to start there. He's making $50-plus million. He's got Danielle Hunter on the other side.
Woo! Love that money.
Yes! Hell yeah! He's got 17 games.
Yeah, look, I think he's got to be in the teens. I mean, we can... Go back and forth.
Of course, I won't fight him if he gets 14.5. Yeah. But I mean,
so you're talking about 2.5 more sacks than he had last year. Very doable.
Coming in 16 at least, 17, one per game.
But that's not what they paid him for. I mean, I agree with it. If you're going to make $50 million as an edge rusher, that's not what they paid him for.
Now that's a part of a conversation.
Yeah, the reality of it is you know, there's
more than sack.
What's that?
He does more than get sacks for that defense.
He's a pillar in the building. I mean, they paid him for far more than just sacks, right? But the reality of it is you to Cho's point, you do, if you're going to be a $50 million defensive end edge rusher, you got to go get after the quarterback in a top 10 manner, which is going to, you got to be in the teens to get there. But the interesting thing about the actual sack number, one, you know he's sharing them with Danielle Hunter, right? I mean, that ultimately is Danielle's beating him to the punch sometimes. But you know, the other piece of that is, I would argue that if this offense shows up and is worth a damn and gives these guys an opportunity to play with a lead every now and then, where the opponent has to throw the ball, where the opponent has to get uncomfortable a little bit and go, hey, uh-oh, we got to throw the ball or we're going to have a hard... The CJ and him just threw up 28 points, man. We got to go chase them, right? If the offense plays worth the damn and can score some points, I don't doubt that he can flirt with 20. The problem is they're going to play every game. If at all possible, they're going to do everything they can to play every game tight to vest where teams are still going to be running the football in the fourth quarter. It's going to be a three-point game, one possession game, one way or the other, and... In the fourth quarter, it's going to come hell or high water. Teams are not going to put their quarterback in harm's way and drop him back consistently and put their tackles on islands. If this offense can force the opponent to put their tackles on an island against this crew, he can flirt with 20.
Yeah.
I just wonder how many times that's going to happen.
Text line coming through the 12 to 13, but if he tops the league in run tackling, quarterback hits, hurry, stop focusing on sacks. It's elementary. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay. Oh, okie dokie. All right, man, you go pay Nico big money like that. Yeah, man, boy. Hey, man, you see how many times he got Noel open? Yeah, he's supposed to get Noel open, and he's supposed to go for 1,200 yards and catch touchdowns.
Yeah.
Because that's correct. I'm just saying, Tyler, you know fans. Tyler's a professional fan, mostly. You know fans.
Yes.
Once you get paid a certain amount of money, all that stuff shifts on you real quick. And you see, they paid him, as Clint said, that's why I said there's a conversation. They paid him as much as being a pillar in the building as they did for his skill set, right? Miles Garrett got paid because that mofo can ball. I don't know how much of a pillar he was really in Cleveland in the locker room. But you knew he was going to come out there and produce. And I'm just saying, he may be a pillar in there. Tyler, let him roll in there with 11 sacks. Let him roll in there with 10, 11 sacks. There is going to be, and him be missing in some of these games, there's not going to be an exception of he got double teamed.